That's absolutely right, because at the moment we've got a very unfair situation where Scottish MPs have a say, or through the Scottish Parliament there is a say over domestic Scottish policies. Mm. We don't have a similar situation in England, and I don't think we can allow that situation to continue, because that breeds resentment. And what I'm keen to see is the union continue and strengthen, and to do that we need to make sure it's done on a fair basis.
What about issues affecting health, for example? Because in the way the NHS in England is organised and funded, that has a knock-on effect through the formula for the money that is available to the Scottish Parliament, which it then can decide how to spend, as you know. Mm-hmm. Now, is it right that a whole section of the House of Commons should be prohibited from voting on that?
They're not prohibited from voting. What this is a veto that English MPs have. Of course,
well, it amounts to the same thing.
It doesn't, actually, because Scottish MPs will be involved in a process. So a piece of legislation couldn't go through unless it had the support of the whole House of Commons. The point is, it also couldn't go through unless it had just the support of English MPs. So it's a veto, but what it does mean is on those types of issues, there will have to be agreement across the whole House of Commons. So it's preserving the integrity of the union at the same time as making sure that English MPs do have the veto over issues like income tax that just affects England, schools policy that just affects England, or indeed NHS policy that just affects England.
But income tax as a whole, and the setting of the whole budget settlement, is a matter that affects the whole of the UK, even though under proposals that have been made, Scotland will have income tax devolved. So these things are connected. They're not separate in total.
They are connected. And if it is a matter that is a UK matter, then all UK MPs will have the say. What I'm saying, if there are specific matters that just affect England, other MPs will be involved in that process through the first and second readings. However, there will be a separate stage where English MPs are able to vote on that, or in the case of where it's a policy that affects England and Wales, both of those types of MPs will vote. And that, what it is a hybrid solution. You know, we're not proposing an English Parliament with completely separate decision-making. We're proposing a situation where English MPs can veto pieces of legislation that specifically affect England, but all MPs will be involved in putting together those pieces of legislation so there is agreement across the union. And we think that is the best way of proceeding to keep the integrity of the union at the same time as righting the current injustice, which is Scottish representatives being able to have the final say on Scottish legislation and the same not applying in England.
Well, they don't have a say in Scottish legislation because that goes through the Scottish Parliament.
Scottish representatives.
Liz Truss, thanks very much.